Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin isn't giving up the fight. Not only is he not conceding the race to the Democrat Andy Beshear, who has claimed victory, Bevin has now formally requested that the state double-check the vote totals from Tuesday's gubernatorial election. It's an official process called vote re-canvassing. The current tallies show Bevin behind Beshear by about 5,000 votes. Bevin has alleged that there's been fraud in the race. Here he is at a press conference in front of the governor's mansion yesterday.
What we know is that there really are a number of significant irregularities, the specifics of which we're in the process of getting affidavits and other information that will help us to get a better understanding of what did or did not happen. Those will be forthcoming in the days ahead.
Ryland Barton is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio, and he was at that press conference, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
So we heard the governor there say there were a number of significant irregularities in his characterization. Like what?
We don't know yet. He has not gone into any detail about any of the irregularities he's claimed. He says they need to be corroborated, but we still haven't seen any evidence. This re-canvassing process, it's kind of like a light double checking of the voter rolls. There's not really expected to be any difference in the outcome. And whenever there have been differences in re-canvassing in recent years, it's only been slight ones. And so we're really not sure what's going to happen next, especially with these claims of voter fraud.
Explain the significance of all this. What's at play politically in the state?
So Kentucky is known as a red state in part because of who voters here choose for president and who they've elected, especially in federal offices. But Kentucky is actually, it has more Democrats registered in the state. There's 49% registered Democrats compared to 42%. And really what's at stake is, you know, a whole lot of big policies at the state level. Andy Beshear, Bevin's opponent, has said that he would, you know, do away with the state's Medicaid, or he would stop Bevin's attempt to reshape the state's Medicaid system. That's the work requirements and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And Bevin wants to, you know, continue moving forward with a lot of his conservative priorities that he's pushed for over the last few years.
So what's Andy Beshear saying about this request to double check the votes?
He's been just moving forward with as governor-elect, in his own words, at this point. He's been putting together his administration, and he says that the results are in, that Kentuckians have weighed in. He's moving forward, and Bevin is asking for this double-checking at this point.
I mean, is the double-check going to happen? What's the timeline for that?
It happens next Tuesday, and then a little bit after that, on November 25th, that's when the election would ultimately be certified by the State Board of Elections. But then there's a window, another month after that, in which Bevin could request something called an election contest, which kind of takes it to this whole nother level where the legislature would actually come into play here and decide the outcome of the election. Bevin has not weighed in on whether he would do that yet, though.
And the legislature is controlled by the GOP, right?
Legislature is supermajority Republican in both the House and Senate. This process would require the legislature to create a small committee that would ultimately determine Governor Bevin's allegations, to determine whether they're true or not, and determine the outcome of the election.
All right, Ryland Barton of Kentucky Public Radio for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.